U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she discussed at great length North Korea's weapons programs and the stalled six-way talks aimed at getting Pyongyang to give up its nuclear ambitions. The timing of the talks is critical. The North Koreans are believed to be preparing another test of their longest-range missile, and Pyongyang has hinted as much. Addressing a joint news conference here with her Japanese counterpart, Clinton made reference to the possible missile test. She also gave Japan moral support on what is an emotional issue here, resolving the fate of Japanese citizens who were kidnapped and taken to North Korea.
The possible missile launch that North Korea is talking about would be very unhelpful in moving our relationship forward. I know the abductee issue is of great concern here in Japan, and I will be meeting with families later today to express my personal sympathy and our concern about what happened to those who were abducted.
Clinton says if the North Koreans give up their nuclear weapons program and abide by previous agreements, the United States is willing to sign a peace treaty and normalize relations. During the Bush administration, Japan expressed disappointment the United States removed North Korea from a terrorism blacklist without much progress in resolving the abductee issue. Japanese Foreign Minister Hirofumi Nakasone is expressing appreciation about the Obama White House's pledge to pressure Pyongyang on the fate of the missing Japanese. Nakasone promises Tokyo will lift sanctions it imposed on North Korea if Pyongyang reopens its investigation into the fate of the Japanese abductees. While in Tokyo, Clinton signed an agreement on relocating thousands of American troops from Okinawa to the American island Guam in the Pacific. The Tokyo meetings also resulted in an announcement that Prime Minister Taro Aso will head to Washington next week, making him the first foreign leader to be greeted at the White House by President Barack Obama. Mr. Aso's popularity is in the single digits, according to a new opinion survey. He suffered another political blow this week. His finance minister, Shoichi Nakagawa, resigned in the wake of criticism he appeared drunk a few days ago at a news conference after a G8 meeting in Rome. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.